Good morning. For our call to worship, I will read Psalm 148 this morning. This psalm is a declaration of sovereignty, a psalm which the category by my reckoning, there are about two dozen of these psalms. These psalms in this category declare the sovereignty, the rule of God, and the authority of God, and a command to all creatures to obey his laws. Are Christians required to obey God's law? How about atheists and agnostics? How about Muslims? These are just rhetorical questions. We know all men are commanded to obey God. How about civil government officials? Can they disobey the laws of God? How about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Sherrod Brown and Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Is it not the duty of Christians to remove these promoters of abortion and murder of babies from their offices? Obviously, God will not hold anyone blameless who disregards his commands. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which will not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds fulfilling his word, mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the heaven, and he has lifted up a horn for his people, praise for all his godly ones, even the sons of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord.